אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 770.
We're reading the introduction to TESS. You can ask questions live during the lesson, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Well, there's not much to talk before the introduction. It includes everything, all the spiritual work, everything we need to know about attaining the Creator. It includes everything, meaning it ushers us, admits us into the right course to achieving life's purpose, the purpose of creation. So, please.
To take it from the top or from item 5?
You think we should start from the beginning? Okay, very well.
Okay,
so introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 1. At the outset of my words, I find a great need to break an iron wall that has been separating us from the wisdom of Kabbalah since the ruin of the temple to this generation. It lies heavily on us and arouses fear of being forgotten from Israel. However, when I begin to speak to anyone about engaging in this study, his first question is, why should I know how many angels are in the sky and what their names are? Can I not keep the whole Torah in all its details and intricacies without this knowledge?
If there are questions about what we're reading now, you can ask immediately and we will talk about it. Next question.
Second, he will ask, the sages have already determined that one must first fill one's belly with Mishnah and Gemara, and who can deceive himself that he has already completed the whole of the revealed Torah and lacks only the wisdom of the hidden? Third, he is afraid that he will turn sour because of this engagement. This is because there have already been incidents of deviation from the path of Torah because of engagement in Kabbalah. Hence, why do I need this trouble? Who is so foolish as to place himself in danger for no reason? Fourth, even those who favor this study permit it only to holy people, servants of the Creator, and not all who wish to take the Lord may come and take. Fifth, and most important, there is a conduct in our midst that, when in doubt, keep this, do as the people do. And my eyes see that all those who study Torah in my generation have one view and refrain from studying the hidden. Moreover, they advise those who ask them that it is undoubtedly preferable to study a page of Gemara instead of this engagement.
Questions so far, or will we scrutinize them later? No questions. What, Michael?
Are these questions that every person asks, or?
I don't know about every person. Anyone who wants to ask regarding these questions should ask. For example, Itafo.
Rav, what is Mishnah and Gemara? What are those books?
These books talk about laws. They speak in terminology of rules of this world. For example, what is forbidden, what is permitted to do in this world in people's behavior with a still vegetative animate and other people as well. It doesn't talk about spirituality openly. Of course, if it speaks about a person and how he should relate to various things in this world, and of course it's because of the spirituality in him, meaning how he should relate to the still, to the vegetative, to the animate, to people, because he is a human being who wants to be a corrected human being. So, as we read Talmud, Babylonian Talmud, we learn from there how a corrected person should behave in our world. On one hand. On the other hand, if we understand that these sages didn't write about this world because it wasn't that important to them how we relate to the still vegetative animate or even to people. What mattered to them was that we would learn from this story, stories that the Talmud writes, that from them we would learn how to relate to each other and to the Creator. Meaning the Talmud, although it explains to us as if about laws we have to keep in this world, but in truth, it shows us how we should maintain relationships between us in order to rise to the level of the Creator. Hebrew
10.
Good morning, Rav. Is this what he meant in the introduction to the book of Panim Meirot and Masbirot, that he reveals a portion and discloses one portion and conceals two? That only those people that...
Exactly. Correct. You're right. Galil West.
Why is it that once we start reading tests in the intellect, I feel that this is the right work to do, but on the other hand, I feel very internally deaf because it throws me...
Because you haven't connected enough to see in the study of the Tesfilot spiritual actions. It'll come. Novosibirsk.
Rav, what does it mean? Даже увлекающиеся этой учебой не разрешают ее никому, кроме слуг Творца.
What does it mean? That those engaged in the wisdom allow it only to...
Kabbalists throughout the ages said it's not good for everyone to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, because people were engaging in all kinds of corporeal things, and they couldn't be pulled out of it. So they created this boundary that not everyone can engage in Kabbalah, but only those who truly, that you could see on them that they needed it. But those who didn't need it, who weren't burning for it and anxious for it, didn't need it, they should read other books that have to do with religion, how to behave with people, how to pray, how to daven, you know, something lukewarm. And there are tons of books like that. But they shouldn't touch the wisdom of Kabbalah, shouldn't get to it. Okay? Michael, go on.
Item 2. Indeed, if we set our hearts to answer but one very famous question, I am certain that all these questions and doubts will vanish from the horizon, and you will look onto their place to find them gone. Meaning, this indigent question that the whole world asks, namely, What is the meaning of my life? In other words, these numbered years of our life that cost us so heavily, and the numerous pains and torments that we suffer for them, to complete them to the fullest. Who is it who enjoys them? Or even more precisely, whom do I delight? It is indeed true that historians have grown weary contemplating it, and particularly in our generation, no one even wishes to consider it. Yet the question stands as bitterly and as vehemently as ever. Sometimes it meets us uninvited, pecks at our minds, and degrades us to the ground before we find the famous ploy of flowing mindlessly in the currents of life, as always.
Questions? Very emotional language, right? So what is he saying? If we set our hearts to the question that everyone asks, why are we living? What's the point of our lives? What's the benefit from our lives? It doesn't matter how long you live. At some point, it's over. And then what? Do you want to know? You don't? Do you want to know if you can get something while you're alive here? Let's say everyone lives 70, 80 years. What happens afterwards? Maybe nothing happens, or maybe there is some continuation. And what continuation? Can you determine what continuation it'll be? And even about this world, while you're here in this world, with the coronavirus, without the coronavirus, never mind. Can you benefit in this world here? And mainly, can you benefit your own soul in states where you are beyond this corporeal life? So he says, this question stands before everyone. Though anyone who is alive and have a healthy mind ask themselves, let's put it this way, subconsciously, we constantly ask this question about the essence of life and the end of life. And there's no answer to it. This is why our whole lives are lives that the main part of them is erased, it's deleted, because we don't know why we're doing it. I live, I work hard to keep my family, I have kids, to give them away in life. What for? If we really looked at this whole life, would it be worth being born? No. So why do we have kids? For us to be happy, for us to have something to play with? Meaning we're living in such a way that we have no clear answers about ourselves. So what kind of intelligent people are we? This is what he's asking. So he's saying, what is the trick that we have, the tactic that we have? Yes, before we find the known tactic of flowing mindlessly in the currents of life as before, meaning without thinking about these big questions. Today I have to live, I have to be healthy, eat, drink, sleep, do stuff, I'll do it, without thinking about anything else. That's the only way I can tolerate life, because if the questions go higher, then I prefer to die than to live. I also don't see questions from you, because no one wants to delve into these questions. Moscow 4.
So what is the meaning of my life, and how can I reveal that?
This is what he promises to clarify during this introduction. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't hide anything from a person. It has to develop a person so a person will understand what it's trying to explain. Just like you can't speak to a child. Take a 5-year-old child, for example, and start talking to him about life and death, the meaning of life, things like that. He won't understand. You have to rear him and cultivate him and develop him. And at 20 years or so, you'll be able to speak to him properly. So let's hope that during this introduction, you will grow until you understand the secrets of life. Kiev.
Throughout the lesson, I find myself 10 times in one state, 10 times in another, when I'm starting to search for the meaning of life on the one hand, on the other hand, you're in a completely beastly state. How to use this introduction in order to connect correctly to the source?
Vlad, if you are in only one state, you won't be able to learn to study the other state from it. You have to be both a beast and a man. Man is one who is similar to the Creator. A beast is a beast like everyone else. So you need to be in both. It is written, the Lord saves man and beast. The Creator saves both of them from this life, which are purposeless and meaningless, and He elevates both to eternity. We will learn how to do it.
You talked about this on the lesson today, that we're really learning from these two systems of the corporeal and the spiritual worlds. But we're all the time included in the 10, and through it we're in touch as if with the Creator. What can I understand from the lower system, the corporeal system, as if only restricted? I mean, the corporeal system, what can I learn from it?
We extract everything that we can from the material world in order to rise to the higher degree. You'll see how it's done. We build everything on top of the material reality. The whole of the spiritual world is built on top of the corporeal world.
Chavarim.
You said that we don't really want to deepen into the essence of these questions, and if going back a bit, then in item 4, you said that not anyone who wants to approach the Creator can. And so, when a person already has a question, what is the meaning of life, then as if turns out that it's not everyone in this world can.
It was given to everyone living in this world. Any person living in this world can attain the Creator completely according to his kelim and according to his inclusion of his kelim with the whole kli of Adam HaRishon. Every person can do it. The problem is that we look at people being in their beastly part, or tiny beastly part, and besides being in that beastly part, they're not connected to the rest of the people. The kli of every single person is his own dot, his own point. And out of that point, or dot, he connects to the whole kli of Adam HaRishon, to the whole of the infinite kli, and the whole of the infinite kli works on his point. And this is him. This is the man who is similar to the Creator. Now we're looking only at this black dot, and of course it's got nothing. Of course. This is why this little one will be great.
As a group, what will help us delve deeper into these questions and make a qualitative leap onto the next level?
Only to keep going together with us, and what we'll and repeat during the day what we learn in the lesson. Nothing else. Nothing. Otherwise, you'll be learning something marginal, and tomorrow you will have different thoughts and desires from what you need in order to get the next lesson, and that way you will disconnect from me. During the day, the group has to go over several excerpts from the morning lesson. It's very important. Not in order to philosophize, or just in order to know the general picture that we're learning about. You listening? To know the general picture. That's the main thing of what we are learning.
Novosibirsk.
Новосибирск.
Да, Раф, вот он говорит о том, что все люди должны задаться этим вопросом.
He is saying that all the people have to ask themselves this question. But there are nations of the world who say that there is no question to this, no answer to this question, there's no meaning to delve into. What should be our task? In order to make them start looking for an answer.
No, we do have to disseminate the knowledge of what is the wisdom of Kabbalah engaged in to all nations and all languages, and to allow them to get into it, take interest in it, start studying it. This is our work, to bring all people, all of humanity, into contact with the Creator, for them to open their eyes and for them to be able to reveal the spiritual upper world.
If I may, another question. Is he speaking only for Israel?
He's speaking to Israel. Israel meaning those that are aimed at revealing the Creator, from the word Yeshar Kel, meaning being aimed straight at the Creator. They're called Israel. Israel is not a nation, but a group of people that are yearning for the Creator, just like it was in the days of Abraham. But over time, we gradually want to explain to everyone that there is a method of how to reveal the Creator to the created beings in this world, and therefore anyone can study and reveal the upper force for himself, and to find out what is he living for, what does he exist for, and so on. Moscow 4.
Excuse me for sticking to the subject, but we give simple answers to complicated questions to children too. So, to a beginner, how can the wisdom of Kabbalah give answers? So he continues to read this article. What is the meaning of his life?
What am I living for? I'm living in order to reach an eternal life. A whole and complete life. That's it. Cub U1.
Thank you, Raf. If I could ask, what does it mean in the text where he says, we find the famous ploy of flowing mindlessly in the currents of life?
In order to forget about all these problems and the questions that the wisdom of Kabbalah awakens, and to live a more peaceful life, you know, if you have lots of knowledge, you have lots of problems, worries. And so there are people that say, look, I don't want to think about it, I don't want to study this. Leave me alone from all of these exalted matters. I want to eat, drink, rest. If I have to work for this, fine, but this is all I want. Meaning a person brings himself down to the level of an animal, to the animate level. And that's it. Now, this is according to how maybe he would like to advance according to his own plans, to live that way until he dies. But we see that the Creator has a different plan, and he's going to advance all of us together toward a state where you won't be able to run away. You won't be able to escape, and this is what we have to explain to people, that it's better for us to know how to live our life for things to be good. For things to be good for all of us. Because you can't run away from the ruler of development, from this engine that's working in human society, in the universe, that is pushing us to develop. You can't run away to some, I don't know, deserted island. You won't find any rest there. Haifa 3.
Regarding the recommendation to read one page of Gemara a day.
I don't want to hear these wise remarks.
It was in the excerpt we read, in the text.
No. You can't extract anything from there in your state, in the state that you're in. Try. Do it by yourself and let's see.
This is why I'm asking, because it said there that you should read one page of Gemara a day.
Who does he write it to? You read the text?
I read what we read before.
And what did we read?
Well, it's not in front of me right now, so I can't reread it, but when it begins to read.
So you got hold of a part of the sentence. What he says is that anyone can say that without any problems, you can read a page of Gemara a day instead of being engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Then why does the wisdom of Kabbalah come and say, no, you have to study the wisdom of Kabbalah if I can more calmly study a page of Gemara? Therefore, he explains that by studying a page of Gemara, you don't reach the goal, the purpose. He'll talk about it.
I understand. Thank you.
Therefore, it doesn't help you. Try to later repeat it again and understand.
I understand. Can I ask another question?
No. PT9.
Rav, you gave an advice to when we meet in the 10, we should read the excerpts and talk about it, and that's clear. But you said the 10 can be like an engine with 10 pistons, that we should try to find synchrony and synchronize between ourselves. What does that mean?
I don't know what you're talking about. During the day, you have to try to meet twice, three times, and read excerpts, chosen ones, from the lesson, morning lesson. In order to remember these things, and if you have time without your 10, then you should read these materials and be ready to continue on tomorrow's lesson. It's very important.
Yeah, that's a technical advice, that's clear. But when you said that the 10 has to come to a state of synchrony between us, can you explain that?
No, I don't mean anything besides that if they get together during the day or on the morning lesson and have that same process and development, that this is what it means, what synchronizing yourselves means. The inner synchronization will come later on. United Vici 2.
Вот в первом отрывке он вопрос изучения Каббалы
In the first excerpt regarding the questions surrounding the wisdom of Kabbalah, it says he's speaking to a person's heart. In our appeal, is it necessary, preferred?
We have to turn to a person's heart because a person's heart means desire. The Creator, He created a desire. He created hearts, one heart. Then He broke this heart into many particular hearts. And we have to correct our hearts and to connect them back into one heart by love. Good. Where are we?
We are on page 278. You have the study material, by the way, in the button on Galaxy. So we are in the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 1, page 278, item 3 in the introduction to the study of the tenth field. Indeed, it is to resolve this great riddle that the verse says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Those who keep the Torah and mitzvot, commandments, correctly, are the ones who taste the taste of life. The other ones who see and testify that the Lord is good, as our sages said, that He created the worlds to do good to His creations, since it is the conduct of the good to do good. Yet those who have not yet tasted the taste of life, of keeping Torah and mitzvot, cannot feel or understand that the Lord is good, as our sages said, that when the Creator created us, His sole purpose was to benefit us. Hence, we have no other counsel but to keep the Torah and mitzvot as they should be. It is written in the Torah, "See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil." This means that prior to giving the Torah, we had only death and evil before us. As our sages say, the wicked in their lives are called dead, since their death is better than their lives, as the pain and suffering they endure for their sustenance is many times greater than the little pleasure they feel in this life. However, now we have been granted Torah and mitzvot, and by keeping it, we are rewarded with a real life, joyful and delightful to its owner. As it is written, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hence the writing says, see, I have set before you this day life and good, which you did not have in reality at all prior to the giving of the Torah. And the writing ends, therefore choose life so you may live, you and your descendants. There is a seemingly repeated statement here. Choose life so you may live. Yet it is a reference to life of keeping Torah and mitzvot, which is when there is real life. However, a life without Torah and mitzvot is harder than death. This is the meaning of the words of our sages, the wicked in their lives are called dead. The writing says, so you may live, you and your descendants. It means that not only is a life without Torah joyless to its owner, but one also cannot delight others. One finds no contentment even in one's progeny, since the life of his progeny is also harder than death. Hence, what gift does he bequeath them? However, not only does one who lives in Torah and mitzvot enjoy his own life, but he is even happy to bear children and bequeath them with his good life. This is the meaning of, so you may live, you and your descendants, for he receives additional pleasure in the life of his progeny, of which he was the cause.
So, we have the ability to escape this life that's worse than death, as long as we keep the law of development, called keeping the Torah, drawing the reforming light that corrects our nature, that corrects us. And then we start revealing a broader world, the true reality. Also that we ourselves expand, and also that the world's expanding, and suddenly we feel that everything that was before is that we were in a very narrow and limited state in which there was truly nothing of the true reality. But by keeping the Torah and mitzvot, and here you have to understand what it means to keep the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to correct our desire for it to be in order to bestow instead of in order to receive. This is called to keep the commandments. This is a commandment, a mitzvah. And to do it with the help of the reforming light called Torah. And so everything works according to the conditions set by the Creator. I have created the evil inclination, our ego, on purpose. However, I have created the Torah spice because the light in it reforms, that by the upper light called Torah, you can correct your will to receive for it to be in order to bestow, and then you reach a correction, a world which is entirely good, a whole, complete, and perfect life. Otherwise, you remain on the degree of an animal, that you're born, you live, and you die. Hebrew 10.
Thank you all. So who exactly are those wicked?
Wicked means those that condemn the Creator, that say that the Creator created a bad world. From the tiniest things in which a person curses the Creator, where he's discontent for anything in life, and up to the highest things that he disregards and rejects everything and curses everything. This is called wicked. Wicked means that out of his will, uncorrected will to receive, he says bad things about the Creator or about other people. Doesn't matter, because people are a result of the Creator's actions too. Meaning that he says he slanders everything, in short, even if he talks poorly about himself, because who is he? He's also a created being. So if we talk badly about anything, to the tiniest extent, doesn't matter what, we're already considered wicked.
When we detect that we condemn the Creator, how can we correct it?
When you have a demand?
No, not a demand. When I condemn the Creator.
So what can you do? Ask for correction. Ask for correction. First of all, you have to understand that the Creator is awakening these states in you on purpose, so that you will rise above them, for you to understand that it's incorrect, as it says they have eyes but see not. The Creator always awakens in you different bad feelings and thoughts in order for you to repent, so that instead of that you will ask Him for corrections. What's unclear? This is our entire work. The Creator, He awakens different bad things in us, in order for us to turn to Him and ask Him to invert the bad into good. Why? Not because I don't want to feel bad, but because I don't want to say bad things about the Creator, about His creation. Meaning, I have to reach a state where the entire world will be perfect. All of it, entirely good, necessarily. Because only then can I say about the Creator that He's good.
I can continue him. There is a very special situation where you already know what you need to do, but He's given you this forgetfulness from doing the right thing. He's reminding you, and then you say, I sinned before you.
Mister, I don't want to philosophize with you about this. It's a sign that you are not connected to the group. Decisively. If we connect to the group and we make sure that we're in the group all the time, it is impossible that you'll be in these intermediate states. You'll always determine your state according to your connection with the other nine friends, and you will always feel yourself or evaluate yourself according to the extent to which you're in the system of the, with the nine other Piltzufim, in this one Piltzuf. And then don't come with any complaints.
No, I'm not coming to you with complaints.
Enough. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying, if you want to solve the problems, only through the connection in the ten, that's it. There is no other solution, and this is the only way.
New York 4.
New York 4.
Ну, вы фактически ответили, да, вы фактически ответили почти на вопрос, но я на всякий случай.
You basically answered the question, but in any case, I'd like to make a precision. In other words, if I can check the situation in some way, it is only by increasing my desire to bestow upon the ten?
True. Only by wanting to invest in the ten more and more, this means that I'm advancing correctly. This is the only way that I can examine myself for sure. Cub, you too.
Okay, if I talk the Kabbalah without the label, Kabbalah, I talk about the theory about the Kabbalah, everybody receives very well. But when you put the name Kabbalah, everybody step back. I want your experience, because when I talk about wisdom, everybody like it, but if I put Kabbalah,
I agree with you that this is really how it is. Because humanity thinks about the wisdom of Kabbalah negatively. It thinks that it talks about spirits, demons, different problems, that you can do something bad by it, everyone's confused. That's true. Therefore, don't talk about the wisdom of Kabbalah. Talk about the method of correction, the method of connection of all of humanity for everyone to be well off. Ita 3.
Maestro, buongiorno. Io sento molto più voi fratelli e ti vedo come un padre, più della mia famiglia di sangue. Come mi devo rapportare con questo?
Rav, I feel you and my friend more family than my family. How could I relate with this?
שאני מרגיש אותך ואת החברים יותר כאחים, יותר כאותך כאבא, יותר ממשפחה רגילה.
כך להמשיך, עד שאנחנו באמת...
Continue that way, until all of us will really connect at heart, in one heart.
תודה.
Good. Tel Aviv too.
Concerning the advice you gave to two friends who are quarreling and are condemning the Creator that they should resolve it in the tent. What if they're not in the same tent? I feel at least one of them condemns the Creator.
I don't know. Turn to other friends for them to help you. Be in peace, but you can't stay that way.
There's a friend, I want to give him advice what to do, because according to the explanation,
if you're allowed to give advice, then do it, but don't just get into that if you don't know. There are people that do know. And so turn to Gilad Shadmon. Everyone will start giving advice now. It's going to be an entire confusion until there will be an even greater fight. PT6.
I wanted to ask, in terms of the iron wall that we have to break, for example, we see that there are iron walls between blacks and whites, so they riot and do things that don't help. Baal HaSulam, in order to break the iron wall, he wrote a book, The Study of the Ten Sefirot. So is this the way to bring out material for education so that at some point humanity will learn it? And is this the only way?
No, humanity won't be able to study Tess, but there he wants to establish a very broad scientific, academic, spiritual, whole and complete foundation. But for humanity to learn from that, I don't think so. It's a very deep and very non-simple book. But of course, there will be such books that all of humanity will be able to enjoy in order for them to complete one another.
That's what I'm asking about. We have to develop study material?
We do. And by thoroughly studying the books of Baal HaSulam and Rabash, we will need to write books in a simple language for all people. Focus group.
Can I ask a question about general dissemination in education? Last weekend, there was a pretty complicated event with the new Ministry of Finance, with teachers' organizations, which is a very blatant example of disconnect. How can we use this in dissemination in order to increase the awareness of the necessary connection between us?
I have no idea. We'll have to come closer to this. First of all, now we're building a connection between us. In the meantime, we're entering our course of study, and we're getting used to it. In the meantime, we have to see how the corona is growing stronger, and it's reaching states where really it's encompassing the entire world, being everywhere. What am I expecting? I'm expecting a state where all of humanity will feel that there's no place to run to. No place to run to. As simple as that. And that we have to search for a new, correct, and constant path of how to be saved from the corona on the one hand, and on the other hand, how to use the corona in order to reorganize a new humanity. And then, when we will have a clear understanding, both in our organization and also humanity will have a clear understanding that there's no way back to how things used to be, that there is no way back. We can't go back. It's something that's simply impossible. And then we'll be able to talk when they will stand helpless, where all of the different businesses will simply go bankrupt besides the necessary ones. And then they'll come a bit closer to what we're talking about. And then we'll be able to explain to them what has to be done. What kind of dissemination should there be? What kind of, or how should we organize ourselves socially? As a society, how families should be, how should we take care of our children and everything. We'll have to give our explanation for everything. Otherwise, they'll be very confused. They'll listen, but, you know, the measure to which they listen, it depends on the upper force and on our advancement. So we have to be patient and advance ourselves. I think that it'll take some more time, and therefore you see, I'm not yelling or shouting about it. Here and there I mention something through our writers, but the world, you see how the Creator is doing it, how He works on humanity. A bit more, a bit less. Things are becoming more severe. Things calm down to the right, to the left, until humanity will grasp His message that, guys, you have no choice. You now have to build a new life. Take into consideration that the Corona is here to stay. And what are you going to do? So you won't be able to fly around wherever you feel like you used to. You won't be able to create this whole big mess like you did before. But everything has to be much more modest. And humanity has to calm itself down. It has to understand that now a much more inner time is coming. I don't want to say low or lower, but more internal, inner. For everyone to understand that now they have to better understand the meaning of life, its purpose, what are we living for, what do we have as a result, how should we arrange things, how can they see our perspective. And from that, we will start seeing ourselves as the disseminators, and then it will be also possible for us to explain this to the different ministries about how these things are supposed to be, to the government and so on, and then they'll be ready not to look at us as someone who's a bit delusional, but as those that are really talking to the point. But still, the conditions aren't right yet. They don't feel it. Still, everyone thinks, according to the bugs that they still have in their heads, they think that they can go back to how things used to be. Still, you have the same economists, same financial people. Everyone's still with have the same program, the same goal as they used to, and everyone's only dreaming about when will all of this be over. This is what they're waiting for. When they'll stop waiting for when will it be over, but they'll understand that it will never be over, then will it be possible to talk to them. In the meantime, there is still time until they grow wiser. It's possible to publicize our materials like we're doing now, and I recommend everyone to do that and to help us and to even repost what we're posting. And this way we will be able to hasten the correction. Yes, Michael.
It feels like when you take a toy from a child, his immediate reaction is to want this toy back.
True, it's natural. Of course it's natural, and I understand this, but what can you do?
The question is, how should we clothe this message so that people understand that the toy is not coming back, but something better awaits them? The inner growth.
This is what we're trying to write. This is actually what I'm doing. When I talk to the writers, when the writers themselves write, this is what we need. We're opening for them the new life that, of course, won't be about making lots of money and traveling like crazy all around the world, and not about buying every time new rags and shoes and throw them away right after it, right into the sea, and so on and so forth. But that we have to reach more inner values so that it's not the externality that we'll enjoy to fly around in planes and wear pretty clothes and everywhere to eat exotic food and so on. But we have to give them a feeling of a more qualitative, unique fulfillment. And this is already a matter of education. So gradually, with the help of dissemination, we'll come to that. We will. No, wait. Soon. We only have to wait at least for a state where they will see that the corona, is not going anywhere. That it's here, and even to some extent, it's increasing. And that it's staying with us, and there's already talk about it, that it's here to stay. And we just have to see. For them to see the measure to which they're helpless, that this virus is standing in their way of living in their life like they used to. Okay, so what do we do now? And then accordingly, we have to explain what do we think that has to be done now. That's it. It'll come. It will. Soon you'll see the world that we're living in. It's becoming more and more revealed. And in the meantime, we have this one fellow named Info.
Yeah, so we're going to quickly go over the schedule at 10 a.m. We're going to start the broadcast with Rav Chaim Ratz from 10 to 10:30, and then there's the writings meetings live on Sviva Tova, 10:30 to 11:30. Then we continue the regular schedule at noon, at 1:30 p.m. Israel time, and recorded Ticha lesson, and at 6:45, the world gathering of friends. You're invited to connect, and let's move on to a song.
מעבר לשיחה, פי ארכה מטלב, היתה, אקי אקי מדיחה, כי יקודה.
Together we grow, light awakens our soul, the sparkle of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. The sparkle of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light, about reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sari sabhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi main dikha, ke ye khuda. Sari sabhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ekhi ekhi.
Ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda.